proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
Greetings to our friends in the listening audience. I'm John Lawrence, your host for the program today. I'm very happy to have as my special guest today a very good friend, Brother Jack Reese, who is a Jewish believer, and he is also the director of Baptist World Missionary Outreach Ministries. Whew, long name, Jack. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, John.
Brother Reese, you came to know Jesus as your Messiah and personal Savior as a Jewish teenager. Tell us briefly how that came about, would you?
Well, after being raised in a Jewish home and being bar mitzvahed at 13 years of age, in my heart there became a real desire to know the truth about God. And without giving a lot of details at the present moment, I was led to Christ by a precious Christian lady, a doctor's mother, while hitchhiking home from high school, my freshman year of high school, and she personally led me to Christ and gave me her own personal Bible.
Wow, that's amazing. What was it that started your search to find the truth and to consider the claims of Jesus in the scriptures that he was indeed the Jewish Messiah? You said you were searching. What was in your heart at that time?
John, I suppose the greatest thing was I had been raised in all the Jewish traditions, had learned the Ten Commandments, the Jewish Shema, and as a result of that, you know, I still felt like something was missing. And my search really started when one day in our synagogue class, one of my friends reported to me that a friend of mine, a Jewish friend of mine, believed in Jesus and asked me about that. And that was perhaps the beginning of my search.
Wow, that's a blessing, Jack.
Thank you.
Brother Jack, one of the greatest things, I think, for Jewish people that they fear is this idea that if they receive Jesus as their own personal Savior and embrace him as the Jewish Messiah, that Jesus really belongs to Christians, belongs to Christianity and not to Jewish people. And so they fear this idea that they'll no longer be Jews. What would you answer people who think that? Or maybe we have some Jewish listeners out there who are thinking those very kinds of things. How would you address those kinds of questions in their minds?
Well, John, there's always a great fear anytime you're reaching out into the unknown, and particularly with Jewish people where you have no background, you know nothing of the scriptures,
right,
and you tend to think, well, as oftentimes Jewish people say to me when I talk to them, what Bible do you use? And I say, I use the Jewish Bible.
Amen.
And
yes,
they say, well, we just accept the old. The new is for the Christians. And I quickly add to them, well, the New Testament or New Covenant was written and authored by various Jewish people.
Yes, sir. And Jeremiah said that there would be a new covenant. And then, of course, many of the authors, or most of the authors of the New Covenant, are Jewish, except for maybe Luke. Is there a particular scripture, Brother Jack, that you might like to share with any of our dear Jewish friends who might be listening today, who might be saying, wow, maybe I should look into this matter of who Jesus is?
More than one, I'm reminded of the promise that God gave through Abraham, I will bless them who bless thee, I will curse them who curse thee, and then the admonition to pray in the Psalms for the peace of Jerusalem. But when people say, well, that's not for me, I remind them that a Jewish man said in the New Covenant, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. They might be brought to the place where they trust Christ as their Messiah. We're not trying to change them to a denomination. We're trying to bring any Jewish friend to the Messiah.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Jack, for joining us today. Jewish people can be saved. Jesus was Jewish. The Old Testament came to us through Jewish writers. But the New Testament, as Brother Jack said, is also a Jewish book. All of its human authors were Jewish, except for one. Amazing how the truth gets twisted, isn't it? Our Bible is a Jewish book.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.